Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So let's play. Rex Ryan motivated the team. Even D'Amico right after the game. Bye week, huh? Although he didn't elaborate on it. And we heard from Joe Mixon lighting his cigar and calling it a Rex Ryan pack. Here is ESPN after the game. Was this yesterday? I think this was yesterday. When Mike Greenberg was ready for it. Teddy Bruschi is the one who you'll be hearing talking. Teddy is the one who picked the Texans to win. And here's what they all had to say.
I think I did too, didn't I?
And also we said after in the show that what would we be talking about today? And I said today, Rex Ryan would owe the Houston Texans an apology because of the performance I knew they were going to put up.
Well, before we hear from Rex, let's hear from the Texans. Rex had been suggesting that this was a bye week for the Chargers. Ooh. And believe me, the Texans were aware of it.
I thought that boy said a bye week. What's going on?
We're smoking on that Rex Ryan bye week spot. Come on, Rex.
Who says you can't motivate a team, man?
Yeah, like, you can still motivate a team with the best of them and things like that, but who had a worse day? Me or Justin Herbert? It's probably right there. But I got to tell, you got to tip your hat to him because that team played absolute asses off. Look, if you guys were going to play like that, I would have taken you to win the Super Bowl. But I'm seeing the games going up into it, 1-5 against playoff teams. I'm seeing all that. And I'm sorry, Houston.
Oh, we got one.
But if you think I'm going to, I'm not picking you next week either.
Maybe I will.
And then he said, maybe I will. I could see not picking on this, but the bye week was disrespectful.
Yeah. For a coach to say that about another coach's team. Yeah. Hey, look, Houston had no real momentum going into the game. I don't really count the win over the worst team of football. So they had no real momentum going into the game, and yet you and I both had them winning.
Yep.
It was just something about, like, why couldn't the Texans win this game? The Chargers are on the road. They have some weaknesses that are exploitable. The Texans, you know, it's possible for CJ to potentially play better. The defense was going to give the Chargers some issues with the pass rush. And home field advantage is still an important thing. And, you know, they won. It looked a little different than it didn't look wildly different than I anticipated now that I think about it. The first quarter and a half, I thought, we're so lucky. Going into half, the Texans, well, no, because they got another three.
Yeah.
It was 10-6 at half. Just the fact that it was 7-6 at one time seemed implausible with how that half had gone. The Texans couldn't get a first down. Like, the Texans were awful.
Awful.
And yet the defense, you know, Mechie had a big fumble. Joe Mixon had his first fumble on like something like 1,000 carries or 1,000 touches, 1,000 carries. And yet every time the Texans did something wrong, the defense picked them up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a three. That's it. You get a three. That's all you get. And great job by the defense. And then the offense came on second half. And, second half of the second quarter, and then they just dominated in the second half. The Chargers just weren't a lot of trouble. Once that pressure started getting at Herbert, he was cooked. I mean, I haven't seen him look that mentally fried in a long time. They had him looking like he didn't know what he could do. I honestly don't know that I've ever seen Justin Herbert look that bad.
No, that's the worst he's ever looked, I think. We went from CJ having his worst game of his career against Baltimore just a couple of weeks ago to now Justin Herbert having his worst game. That was a four interception game. I mean, by far in on that stage. I mean, I don't know that it's close. That Justin Herbert would say that there was anything. It was possible. It was possible to be worse. The worst he's ever been. So, and now the Texans had a lot to do with it. The Texans had they had everything to do with it. That pressure that he was under, the running game that they stopped, the pressure, the coverage of. I mean, is there anybody better? There's nobody better. Nobody better right now in the NFL than Derek Stingley. Nobody. Mm-mm. All pro, and he showed it.
How about that play where he drove hard on the throw and knocked it away at the last second on that third down?
Yeah.
It was just a great, I mean, the positioning was great.
Well, what about the fourth time down stop on Johnston? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, on that 1 yard whip route?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of. Johnston, you know you're not supposed to run a 1 yard route on a fourth and two, right?
Right.
You know that that has to get past the sticks.
Yeah, he addressed it. Herbert addressed it afterwards. He thought, well, he said, I thought he was going to get it, but Stingley just made an unbelievable play,
going for the
ball with his right hand and tackling him with his left.
No, I mean, I'm just telling you, he's doing things technically so sound that it's. Mm-hmm. Like, when I talk about the play that he made, he didn't get there early. He comes to the side and comes across and challenges the passing lane. Does not challenge body on body. Beautiful timing. The tackle on Quentin Johnston, as you said, challenge right, tackle left. Mm-hmm. It was not like challenging and he gets away. It was literally, I'm going to do both. Like, what he's doing right now is on a completely different level. And you had four interceptions. How many... So who all got the picks? Now, Bullock didn't get one. So you had Stingley with two?
Stingley had two. Kamari had one.
One. Who had the other one?
And the other one.
Wasn't Bryant.
No. It was.
Eric Murray had the pick
six. Eric Murray, pick six.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right in his hands, like, hey.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Eric, well, no. That ball was tipped. He made a great play. That ball was tipped right in front of him.
Wasn't it right behind him?
No, it was right in front of him, and it was tipped by the receiver. And you got it. When the ball is tipped, and you're that close. It's a great quick reaction
because he had a short track to the
Yeah, he did. That was great. That ain't easy, man. When you're a DB and that ball is tipped, for you to have that quick a reaction to be able to adjust and catch that ball, it's fantastic. Fantastic. 913 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here with us, 713-780-3776. We got a caller, Dell, but we can't see the name. So if you want to get in, let's go. 713-780-3776. What about Craig DeSurf? What's he want?
Well, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they want to give you some great deals. And I just switched over from the Chevy Traverse over to the Buick Enclave. Because I got a really good deal. My lease was up and had a great opportunity to drive an unbelievable vehicle. It handles so well. The gas price efficiency is even better than the Traverse. And the interior is like a home away from home. I'm very happy with it, but I'm also very happy with the offer that I got. And I got to tell you something, whether it's Chevy, whether it's Buick, or whether it's GMC, they've got you covered. GMC, for example, they got a heavy-duty pickup. The Gulf Coast heavy-duty pickup, if you're looking for a hard-working truck with serious power, the GMC heavy-duty truck is going to be for you. And right now, the Sierra heavy-duty Denali models, well-qualified buyers can get 5.9% APR financing for 84 months. If you are going to purchase a vehicle, you're looking to keep it for a long, long time, this is the way to go at 84 months to make the payments a little smoother for you. And you can get your vehicle at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They'll work with you on getting the payments where you need, through any structuring you need. They'll look at the dealer cash, savings, the incentives for the dealer. They'll look for any type of specials and programs from like a GMC or on the Buick side. And, of course, GM Financial as well. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Get the price you want, get the vehicle you want, and get unbelievable service. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here to hang out with us, Greg wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show. I just had a quick question and then also a comment about the offense, and then I'll hang up and listen. Question was about Christian Harris. Man, I think I've seen him play maybe one play in the beginning. Did I miss something? What's the status on him? And then secondly, as far as the game, great win, first of all, absolutely awesome. It was fun to watch. But my question was about Bobby Slowick. You know, over the last four or five games, man, it really seemed like he was just kind of basic, like the offense was predictable. And yesterday it seemed like he really opened up the playbook, like he changed things up. CJ ran the ball, actually. He ran a QB sneak. You know, he threw some balls down the middle and cover two, things like that. You guys think he was holding back? I mean, am I crazy to think that he was holding back over the last four or five weeks on opening the playbook up? Appreciate it, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
No, CJ running is not a playbook thing. They didn't have any called runs. CJ just saw pressure, and he got out of it. He didn't sit there in the pocket. He was smarter about how he got out of it. That's just CJ just going and making a play. It wasn't any called runs. A quarterback sneak, I mean, I guess it's a little different, but I don't think that's really opening the playbook up because you run a quarterback sneak. And cover two throws, it's the same patterns. It's just a matter of what CJ's going to attack. So I don't think I honestly don't think there was anything being – I didn't think it was way different except for the fact that they spread it out a little bit more. And obviously, so when they have these production meetings, John, you've been in production meetings before. A lot of times coaches will share with the guys, especially if they're football guys they trust. They'll basically tell them what they're going to do. And you saw Charles Davis, they said early in that game, did you watch it on TV? Did you listen to it?
I could barely hear it.
Okay. Charles Davis made a comment as they were getting ready to take their first snap. CD and whoever the play-by-play announcer was, they made the comment that the Texans were, this may surprise to people, don't be surprised if you see CJ throw it, you know, 40 times or throw it a lot. The only way they would say that is if that was told to them by, you know, by Bobby Slowick in the production meeting, said, hey, we think we got a chance to really throw the ball a lot against this team, what they're doing. So obviously Slowick saw something on tape. And they threw a lot of little hitch routes. They kept taking advantage of the seam. He stayed from outside the numbers, kept everything inside the numbers, attacked the seam, the seam a lot, threw a lot of slant routes, stuff like that. I thought CJ's placement and accuracy was substantially better yesterday than it has been. But obviously, Slowick saw something that they could attack. Spagnuolo's going to take all that stuff. All the stuff they did yesterday, he's going to try to take away. So you're going to have to be ready with something that, like, you don't want long developing routes because we already saw the O-line just doesn't hold up that long. So I don't know what the next thing is, but they're going to have to do something. Whatever it is, just get CJ in an early rhythm. And some of it just has to be, listen, I know a lot of you think that Bobby Slowick is controlling CJ with the controller like it's an Xbox.
A joystick? Yeah.
Because you say, well, CJ didn't run because Bobby wouldn't let him run. No. Or Bobby called the run play. No. CJ gets to do it. Bobby doesn't tell CJ where to throw it. He doesn't run for him. You call the plays, and then it's up to CJ to scan the defense and make a decision. And that's why those guys get paid $50 million plus a year, because the ones who are real, well, some of them get paid and they don't deserve it. But the ones who are really, really good are able to, you give them a play call, and they'll go find what the best option for that play call is. Where am I going to attack based on the defense? Recognize the defense, and then, oh, I'm going to get to number two on the backside. You know, I'm not going to the number one option. I'm going to get quickly to my progression to number two, and then I'll scan all the way to number three, and that's my drop down. Oh, they're coming hot. It looks like they're going to rush hot. I recognize the safety starting to rotate over a little bit early. That means somebody's probably coming off the edge. I'm going to keep an eye on that and get ready to throw hot. These are all things that a quarterback does. Quarterbacks do this. When the pressure comes, do you try to exit out over the top, which is almost always going to end in disaster, or are you going to try to slide in between the tackles, climb the pocket, and exit like that, which CJ did the other day? CJ did everything he was supposed to do, and there's only so much Slowick can do. He's got to call good plays and all that stuff. We know that. But then every play has built-in progressions where you got to decide where you want to go with the ball. And I think CJ has – it's been a little harder for him to get to where he wanted to get to with the football. But I think what – but Slowik's job is, okay, if that's the problem, then find what he does well and run those. Like, if CJ's not doing well outside the numbers, then let's make the field a little more compact for him, and let's – That's what Bobby Slowik's job is, and every offense coordinator. What can I do to get to the best plays for this quarterback? You know, if you know a guy's not handling something he handled last year, then you know what? Then just trust the tape and get away from it. And I think yesterday they did. I think they got away from some of the stuff that wasn't work or Saturday that wasn't working. Effect. Wait. Yeah, was that yesterday?
It was Saturday.
Come on. It's just so much football.
Their game is
and then we got another one today.
First Saturday.
So did they move this game? Was this moved time-wise? Was it supposed to be a Saturday game?
Which game?
The one that's playing tonight, Minnesota.
No, it's always a Monday night.
Was it always a Monday game? So why are they doing that instead of trying to keep them as standard as possible so no one has an advantage for additional?
Yeah.
Like, didn't that surprise you?
Next week they're playing Sunday. Which, because they're playing Monday
and
now.
And one of the Sunday teams are going to play Saturday, right, or no?
One of the Sunday teams is going to have to play on Saturday, yeah. No. The second game on Saturday.
Oh, no, there's four. So it's two
Washington,
and two.
Yeah, well, Washington at Detroit. Washington just played yesterday, and they're playing Saturday. Yeah.
I mean, that's not really that fair.
Yeah. Well,
it happens every
year.
I know, but why? I'm kind of curious.
Even the winner Monday of this game plays Sunday.
Are y'all surprised that it's not more uniform?
I'm kind of surprised that Baltimore and Buffalo wouldn't be Saturday night.
They did this back in the old model when it was two teams got a bye. Sometimes the Sunday team would play on a Saturday. They've done this before.
What should have been happened, though, is that Baltimore-Buffalo was the Saturday night game because Baltimore played Saturday, and Buffalo's been sitting there. So, but they got all the way till Sunday afternoon, the last game. It would be nice. Washington played yesterday. They got a short week. They got to play on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then
the winner of this game has a short week.
You can't avoid this, though, because if you're going to have a Monday night game, which they've had the last few years, you're going to get screwed.
Yeah, I'm just surprised they don't have more uniformity because it would, I would think you'd like to keep everything keep it as fair as possible with time. To prepare.
I don't know why
it was. And injury healing.
I don't know why it was a thing, but like I said, when it was one and two seeds got buys, they would pull this too, where if you played on a Sunday, you could very well play on a Saturday. It's just depending on how TV wanted it to go and the matchup. So it's always been like this.
Yep.
Now it's even weirder because there's a Monday game.
Yep. All right. 927 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Gilbert's on the line. Gilbert won us a game, so we got to give him his flowers.
So, more Gilbert than Stingley.
Okay. Did Stingley get a stake and say that the guarantee win? No.
No, he just picked off two passes.
Yeah, but Gilbert got a stake, promised us a win, and we got a win.
In level of importance for the Texans going forward, where is D'Amico ranked behind Gilbert?
Yeah, Gilbert first, and then everything.
Period. So is Gilbert...
Gilbert, CJ...
Where does Cal rank when he has that slime hat on?
So embarrassing.
How come we haven't
talked
about
Did he really
that
have yet? It on or did they
no,
just...
No, he had it on.
He did?
He had it on, yeah. Cal had a... He was standing next to, I think, Hannah, and he had one of those slime hats on. The same one that Joe Mixon was rolling around with. Joe Mixon, they gave Joe Mixon one, and you saw him holding it, and then on the CBS broadcast, you could see him, like, belt-to-ass celebrating on the sideline. I was like, I don't know if Nickelodeon's looking for that type of promo. I don't think their cameras were on Joe when he was doing that, but he had the helmet. He had that little hat on. He was like, belt to ass.
I thought it was fake. At first, I thought it was their graphic that they were creating where it, and then I realized, oh, no, that's an actual plastic thing that's on his head.
Yeah.
The only slime I look for is when guys do slime on first downs.
Oh, Joe Mixon did do that.
Or slime down because that's not the set they grew up with.
Joe Mixon did that with the slime on and did that.
It's just people who don't even know what that means.
And
they don't know what slime down means.
No, a bunch of people
means.
Were like, what is this?
It's been around forever.
Nickelodeon had their camera on him, and the child or teenager who was interviewing him was like, oh, Joe Mixon. And he had the hat on. He did the slime celebration and all.
Are you claiming blood?
Did he slap that ass on Nickelodeon?
No, he didn't do that.
Oh.
That was CBS.
Are you affiliated with blood?
Excuse me, Mr. Mixon. What set are you claiming?
Are you Bloodset? I noticed you did slime. Sir, I noticed that one of your teammates did slime and then crossed it down. Do you have any problems with guys from Blood and Crypt sets that have issues in the locker room?
No, we're just affiliated. We didn't actually bang, sir.
Time to talk about Billy Brown, affiliated with Aqueduct Plumbing.
So you know who's getting Billy Brown's phone number today? Sam. Our director of intelligence slash, it's IT, a name I gave her. It's not even IT. I call her director of social media intelligence.
Yeah, right.
She's our social media director and much more. And she's like, hey, do you have a name of a plumber? I said, yes, yeah. I do. And she goes, who? I said, Billy Brown, Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Why? She goes, me and my dad, he was trying to do something on the toilet. And her dad was trying to do something, yeah, and then he found out the flange was broken underneath. And he's like, oh, I don't need to do this. And I said, look, just Monday, remind me, and I'll get you Billy Brown's number, and you call Aqueduct Plumbing. You and your dad don't need to be involved in this.
Your dad don't need to be doing that. And if you're a dad, don't do that. Call Billy right away, because you're just going to make
Make it worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the family would think less of me. Yeah. You know, oh, dad, don't ever try to do something like that. You're just not capable. Okay. And I was. And I'll admit that. And so you know who I got? I got Billy Brown, and Billy Brown is awesome. Billy Brown helped my buddy out last week. He's going to help you out if you have any issues whatsoever. You got to have this number, 281-488-6238, just in case anything happens. Don't look dumb, okay? What you need to do is call Billy and let the smart guys take care of the plumbing issues. 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
How about the Bears are looking at Marcus Freeman?
I think that organization is completely lost.
Would Marcus Freeman make a good head coach?
I have no idea, but Marcus... You know, they weren't happy with him last year, I know. Riley Leonard has helped him out, and I think Marcus does a nice job. I don't know that he's ready for the NFL. The Bears strike me as somebody who has they just seem like they're completely lost. Ben, we need you to show us a leadership package. What? What's a leadership package? You know, how you're going to lead this team. Never mind, I don't want this job. Forget it. If I'm Ben Johnson, I would have said this. You guys... This is too beat up over here. You got Kevin Warren, who's the president of the team, basically. He was brought in to help get the stadium passed, John. Where are they trying to move the stadium? They're trying to move get a new stadium.
Arlington
Park, yeah. He was brought in to do that. And now he's weaseled his way into a power position where he's over the general
weaseled.
Manager. Oh, yeah. He didn't come in. That's not what he was brought in to do, was oversee the entire team.
How about he impressed them with his ability and he got that
he didn't
job.
Have a part. Mm. His original job.
They thought they couldn't wait to get rid of him in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Can't trust
the Big Ten. Bunch of terrible people in the Midwest.
What are you, a big Kevin Warren fan?
That's true.
There's just some terrible people in the Midwest. Oh, the Big Ten.
There
like
are
them.
Some bad
Ohio
people.
Ohio State and Michigan fans.
Yeah,
like
they're
them.
Terrible. No, they're there's terrible. No question. No question.
With that said, I don't think Kevin Warren's doing the Bears any favors in that building. And now you don't know what's going on at the top. Ryan Poles might be a lame duck GM. You don't know. They're asking head coaches for leadership packages. And I'm not even sure I buy in on the quarterback. That's not, I don't. Like, if I'm Ben Johnson and I'm a hot name, is that where you want to go? In theory, you got some players on defense, but that team totally quit at the end of the year. You've got, except for the last game, you've got a quarterback in Caleb Williams. Like, in theory, it might be a pretty good job, but is that...
Mm-mm.
I don't know if that's the job.
No, they're too cheap.
You definitely don't want the Jets. The Jets is the worst job you can take.
The Bears are not far behind. Not far behind.
Titans? Do you want Titans?
No.
So you just don't take a job then?
Well, you're not going to have the job for long.
if you're as good as you think you are, but I, when you take a job, you have it's the perfect opportunity.
But he's not desperate.
There ain't no perfect.
He gets paid good money. He's not desperate. You know, a great job for him would have been the Patriots, but they already had that earmarked for Mike Vrabel. That was Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel got hired yesterday.
Did you see the graphic that's got everyone infuriated?
No.
They had to get around the Rooney Rule, so they brought in Pep Hamilton, who hadn't been in the NFL in years. Brian Leffern as well, and they didn't even give
Pep Hamilton's on Channel 2.
And they didn't even give them an individual graphic. They're like, we've interviewed Leftwich and Pep Hamilton. They just gave.
They basically what they didn't say is we've interviewed these two black guys.
Yeah,
that's the only thing they didn't say in the graphic.
We're done here.
That was such a shit.
Yeah, Aaron Glenn was like,
Aaron Glenn said, I ain't doing that.
I'm not doing that. I'm out of here. I'm not doing that.
Let's get Gilbert
What happened with Aaron Glenn?
Aaron Glenn turned down the opportunity. He knew.
An interview there.
Oh, for the Patriots?
Yeah, he knew.
Well, because everyone thinks he's getting New Orleans.
That was a sham. Everybody knew it was
Vrabel. If I'm Aaron Glenn, why am I wasting my time?
You're not wasting my
time. You mean New England's favorite son is sitting there with head coaching experience and playoff experience? Yeah, exactly. I don't even want to take this trip.
You know Mike Vrabel hasn't won a playoff game since his first year in that job?
That's when he beat Lamar.
When they got to the they got to the title game, and after that, he lost in his first game the next 2 years, and then obviously it fell apart the last two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's only one game, huh?
No, they won two. They got to the championship game.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Gilbert in here and find out about this win. Thank you, Gilbert.
Thanks for your service.
Thanks for the win on Saturday.
Watch the game.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah, I was surprised.
You were surprised, but you said they were going to win.
Yeah, so I'm probably think they're going to win. I know that they did it anyway.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, what about Kansas City? They're going to be Kansas City?
Well, hold
City?
On. Did you also get corn on the cob, french fries, and a Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want more this time.
You want more?
Steak. I want T-bone steak. French fries and a corn to cob.
T-bone, huh?
So it's gone to a T-bone steak?
T-bone.
Do you know if Chili's has a T-bone steak?
I don't know. Well, what about Tiger? He brought you the food. Did you thank him?
Yeah, I thank him.
You did?
Are you sure?
Did you thank him enough? I don't know. He brought his son with him, too, I think.
Tiger Chili's does have a T-bone steak.
They have a T-bone steak?
Yeah. So what kind
T-bone.
Of steak? So you want a
Tiger T-bone this week? Reagan's been buying it, and Tiger makes it.
Oh up. No,
medium,
I don't.
Medium rare, you know, medium rare.
Medium rare, right?
Oh, not medium.
Medium. You want a pink, right?
I don't know if they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, pink. Yeah.
I don't know if they have.
What?
What happens if they don't have T-bone?
Well, you said they have T-bone.
Well, but I'm looking here on this menu, and I'm not sure they do.
Well, you just said to you.
Yeah, well, look. We've got ribs. We got surf and turf. Only they're surf
and
turf.
What about ribs, Gilbert?
Nah, don't stop.
No, I like ribs.
You know, okay. Ribs. All right. Sorry.
Why are you even saying
that? Give me regular steak and a...
What about if it's just a... What if it's a New York strip steak instead of a T-bone?
I need more this week, he said.
Yeah, I need more.
Yeah, I'll take a New York strip.
Okay. Okay. All right. Gilbert's going to... If he has to...
The New York strip is a good steak.
It's a really good steak. It's a combination between ribeye and filet.
Let me ask you, what if somebody made everything homemade for you? What if they got a corn on the cob for you, then they took some fries, frozen fries, and they put them in the oven and baked them, and then they brought their own steak that they made? Is that acceptable?
No, I want french fries.
Okay. Well, yeah. Right. But you don't want them baked in an oven. You want them fried, don't you?
Yeah, french fry, yeah.
Yep, okay. So there were a lot of people on Saturday saying, oh, Gilbert, I'll make sure that Gilbert gets fed, or what can we do to make sure that Gilbert gets fed? So if you're one of these people who want to help the Texans get to an AFC championship game, their first ever, you heard what Gilbert wants. And it's typically from Chili's. I wouldn't mess with that. Don't try to, like, switch it up. What about Outback Steakhouse, Gilbert? Just do what Gilbert tells you. And somebody else like, when are you seeing Gilbert, a girl over? Like, no, we don't. Just follow. I had that. I've had multiple people say this. And I'm like, no, Gilbert just wants his steak, corn on a cob, French fries, a Dr. Pepper, right, Gilbert? And salt and pepper. Gilbert?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add there?
That's all. That's it.
Is that it? No desserts, right?
No, no desserts.
No, no desserts.
Are you not a dessert guy,
Gilbert? He's watching his weight.
That's true.
Yeah.
Are you not a dessert guy, Gilbert?
Got some hotties over there at the shark.
No, I'm not dessert anyway.
Huh. Ooh, not hotties there.
So anyway, so.
Gilbert, you're not dating anyone over there at the shark view, are you?
Just go in a different direction.
No.
Dating. What's the point of dating?
Don't worry, Gilbert. Don't listen to him.
I mean, he's not dating.
Gilbert ain't looking for that?
No, I mean, hey.
You got to take him out?
I got 20 minutes. Beat it.
I want to make a bet with you two guys.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. I'm predicting the Detroit Lions going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
What's the bet?
What's the bet?
If Detroit Tiger wins the Super Bowl,
well,
you bring Jeff Ray to mine. Yes, he's on. That a bet?
Take the bet.
Well, what if they don't?
What if they lose?
What if they lose? What do we get?
Well, will I get the? Don't call you for a whole month. How that sound?
Don't call you for a whole month.
Sounds not bad.
It's not bad. So if the Detroit,
I don't think we can.
Hold on.
Okay.
We can't promise Jennifer Reyna.
But hold on.
We're not trafficking.
Let's listen to this bet one more time.
Okay.
If the Detroit Tigers win the Super Bowl,
right.
You bring Jennifer
Reyna. No, you're trying to win on the technicality.
Yeah.
You know he meant Lions.
This is what he said.
He meant Lions.
I don't know what he
Although
meant.
Although he did have the
you
Tigers.
You meant the Lions, not the Tigers.
But he did have the Tigers winning the World Series 2 years ago. I don't know what it is with him in Detroit.
I don't know. He loves him some Detroit.
Loves himself some AJ Hinch.
Yeah. So, Gilbert, it's the Lions, not the
Tigers. No, we can't do that deal. We cannot
promise to the Christmas party.
Bring a woman to him.
You got her to the Christmas party.
Dude, are you listening with this? Say it out loud. If he wins, we will bring you a woman.
No, not trafficking.
That is trafficking.
Not if she volunteers.
What if she doesn't? You put her in a trunk.
Then don't put her in the trunk.
Well, now, don't cross state lines for sure.
Well, it's not state lines. Just don't put her in the
trunk.
Thank
God Sharpview's not Louisiana.
Don't put her in the trunk at all.
Just ask her.
Actually, in-state or out-of-state.
Yeah, what if she says no?
Then she says no.
Then we can't pay off the bet.
Then you have to let that be known. That's part of the bet. She has to be able to
consent
to yes.
No, that's not okay for Gilbert. Has Gilbert ever said, oh, well, I'll just move on.
Oh, well, in his
I'll
life.
Just move on from this one, Gilbert, said Gilbert, never.
Gilbert, if you want to, Gilbert, if you
Are
take.
Are you kidding me?
No, hold on. Gilbert, if you take this bet, you have to realize that Jennifer Reyna can always say no to coming over. We can't make her show up.
There's nothing we can do to force
so
her.
So will you still take the bet or you want to change it?
Hello?
Yes. Hold on. Let me explain it one more time.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's all he's saying.
Well, one more time. Go here.
What if we can't get Jennifer Reyna, Gilbert?
Then what happens?
Then what?
Get Nicole to come.
Oh, I can do that.
Nicole, yeah.
I can do that. That's fine.
Okay.
She'll go. Yeah. Nicole likes Gilbert, so that's fine.
Okay.
I can get her to come.
So Reyna first, but remember, you got to try Jennifer Reyna first.
Yeah, I mean, let's give her a real shot. Although we did ask her to come to the Christmas party, and she did. She may not want to. She may not want us just to tell her where to go all the time.
Well, you're asking.
Hey, Jennifer, we need to go to Sharpview Rehabilitation.
Hey, Jennifer.
No, you ask. Hey, Jennifer.
No, hey, Jennifer. Ask Gilbert if he knows who Joy Taylor is.
No, why? Joy Taylor's not
Taylor,
coming.
No,
he'd like her.
Does Joy?
No,
yeah, he would. I don't know. Does Gilbert have a job for her?
No, I didn't say Joy would like him.
Why is she showing up? If she can't advance her profession, why is she showing up?
You want Cam Newton to come after you?
I'm not the one who said I would have done something.
Cam's protecting women today.
Cam went after... Yeah, remember Cam Newton protecting women? Remember?
It's funny to hear a female talk about
routes.
Yeah, that wasn't so protect a woman in the profession that he went after to belittle. But Jason Whitlock's an easy target.
Yeah,
it's easy to go after him after what he said.
All right, Gilbert, we can't promise Jennifer Reyna.
We will just try.
Can't. We'll try, but we can't promise it.
Yeah, but I think I can get Nicole.
By the way, he's working against our interests. He's saying the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl. That doesn't help us. Why are we giving him steak?
I'm not trying to win a Super Bowl this year. I just want to beat the Chiefs. I'm one game at a time
If you beat the Chiefs, then you have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Why are you getting ahead of us? We're just trying to beat the Chiefs first. What coach looks ahead to a Super Bowl in week two
of the playoffs?
Some,
nobody.
Some. Joe Mixon has been talking about getting to the AFC title game since before the playoffs started.
AFC title.
Have some bigger goals than simply winning a divisional round game.
We're on our way to the AFC championship.
Well, that's why we're doing this with Gilbert. We do have goals. Thank you, good night. We can't do it alone.
Thank you, good night.
You think CJ magically found his legs because Bobby Slowick called scramble plays? No, it's because Gilbert got steak, corn on the cob, French fries, salt and pepper, and a Dr. Pepper.
I think CJ
and the steak is medium rare. He'd like a T-bone.
I think CJ magically found his legs because it was fight or flight. That's how he found his legs.
Yeah, I mean, in theory.
Yeah. No, what I saw.
All right, we got a break. We got news of the week coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Apparently, Dunkin' Donuts is having some product problems. They've got stores in Nebraska, New Mexico, and other states that don't have any donuts. How in the world are you, due to a donut manufacturing error, we currently do not have your favorite donuts at this time? What? I mean, what? Dough? What do you need? Chocolate? What do you need? Sprinkles?
It's got to be the machines, right?
I don't. They didn't send the what?
I mean, I would think you got
yeast.
How do
you run out of donuts?
You got bread, water, salt, yeast.
Yeah,
what else?
What's it? Do something.
It's got to be the machine.
Come on, Dunkin' Donuts. Pick it up. Montana is proposing a bill to force cyclists to ride the wrong way in traffic. I believe in this. I hate when I'm riding a bike and there's cars coming behind me. You never know. When I can see them
so you're supposed,
coming at
you
me.
Know that you're supposed to, when you're walking, for example, you know you're supposed to
walk against
go
traffic.
So you see everything.
Not with the flow. It's always with.
But you're supposed to walk against.
You should. I feel safer riding against.
No, you are.
Yes.
You are supposed.
You are safer because you can see the coming.
Right.
And some idiot, you know, accidentally hits you. That's stupid. So a bunch of factory workers died in a flood. Mm. So you know what people did? They sent them gift cards to the families so they can go get hamburgers.
What type of hamburgers?
Where did this happen?
Well, I don't know.
Is it a chain restaurant?
In Tennessee.
Is it like a local hole that everyone loves?
Could be a Red Robin.
I don't know. What if it's Burger King?
Red Robin!
You think that'll... I know your dad died, but here's a burger.
Well, I don't know. Well, that dad might... He might have been
a bad
dad.
Yeah, well, he might have been a bad dad, but what if he was a good dad?
Then nothing is going to help. But let's lean into the dad's not a great person and you didn't like him. Thanks
for
giving me a burger.
Oh, no, here it is. Guillermo Mendoza said when Impact Plastic sent him his mom's final paycheck, he was shocked to find in the envelope some McDonald's gift cards.
Oh, McDonald's. Mm.
Here, listen. Here's her final paycheck. And also, we don't want you suing us because, trust me, that guy probably could have made out with because his mom's dead and bread earner. No. Probably could have sued. Probably should have called John Daspit. Instead, they're trying to be slick and like, quick, get them some McDonald's gift cards before they sue.
He said it was like, your mom died, but go get a burger. It happened, so just a little snack.
Well, several burgers. It was a couple gift cards, right?
Yeah.
So you can get fries.
You get some fries, right.
A Sunday if the machine is working.
It doesn't work.
Yeah,
never
know.
Never works. Yeah, the machine, the ice cream machine never works. A man convicted for murder in Japan. He was convicted for murder. He believed he was a character in an anime scene. Dude, watching way too much anime. He believed he was a character.
Yeah, I was watching American Primeval on Netflix this weekend.
Okay, is it any good?
It's all right. It's very bloody. I didn't think I should go out and scalp anyone, though.
No.
You didn't?
No.
I started
on a hood
and I don't think I'm
the Native Americans while I'm Mormon and killing other Mormons and put on a hood. I didn't think to do that at all.
You didn't?
No. Maybe I didn't watch enough of it.
Yeah, you weren't into it enough.
Apparently not.
A principal faces a lawsuit allegedly threatening second graders with a toy gun. At what point are you a principal of a school thinking, here's a good idea, let me go into the second grade class and pretend that I'm going to shoot the kids.
His version of Scared Straight.
That's not... What? Scared Straight, isn't it?
I'm guessing not only is he getting sued, he got fired.
Oh, yeah. He was in jail.
Threatening children, second graders, with a toy gun, or dividing the kids up into slaves and owners by race.
Right. There's some people...
Which one is worse? Which one is dumber?
Administrators who really can't read a room or really don't know right from wrong.
A deputy crashed his patrol car into another vehicle while he was watching porn.
I could see that.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know if you have the public safety in your best interest.
Well, no. You're clearly too relaxed.
Yeah, or maybe you're not.
Well, you clearly don't care enough
Sometimes
about your job.
You stiffen up.
Oh, gosh. My point was, you're too relaxed in your job.
And there's national people listening right now.
Really?
ESPN's going to use our clip about this morning. We were talking about the weather, taking the team to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
NFL
Countdown?
Countdown. Countdown's going to use that sound.
How did you find out about that?
He was listening to the show, this producer of the...
Did he stop listening?
Up in Connecticut.
Well, when did he stop listening?
To see what what's the tone in Houston. It's one of those.
Well, he says, no, I often listen to the show. He says,
oh, really?
Yeah.
So when did he stop listening?
I don't... What do you mean, when did he stop
because
listening?
This,
I hope he's not listening.
Yeah, no, I hope he only listened for that.
I don't think he's going
to
use this.
I told John, I'm like, man, I hope national people only listen to very small things.
The show. Yeah.
Yeah, and did you know his wife is president of KABC? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the general manager. And do you hear what he said?
Did you hear that?
The man used the word stiffen.
Well,
oh, that's
you nothing. Said relaxed. I think in some instances.
No, he's too relaxed about his job, so he's I can just watch porn. You got to be pretty comfortable in your job if you're, particularly as a police officer, if you're going to watch porn on the job.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to. I think you're, well, I think there should be more crime. If you're spending a lot of time watching porn in your squad car, we need more crime in your city.
Sean says idle hands. Maybe not so idle.
Maybe not so
idle. Yeah, at some point.
All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on
That's
ESPN.
That's right.
That's right.
We're going to talk more Texans. Get excited about going to Kansas City. Sean will break down what happened to his favorite team on Friday. A lot to get to.
How's that sweep working out for you, Sean? How'd you like that sweep? No, didn't like that sweep too much. You know what I like?
Pitch it wide! Pitch it! Get out to the short side of the field as fast as you can. Surely we can outrun five defenders.
Surely we can outrun high school track stars.
Yeah.
Sean, what's your mics off?
I'm sure Banks can block two guys on a bad ankle out in space.
Time to talk about game day men's health. I love it. I'm telling you, I just went there the other day, as a matter of fact, got my shot, picked up another one because, oh, I forgot to tell you, it's Cabo Cup week. That's how important this week is. It's Cabo
Are you going
Cup
to Cabo?
Week.
You're not going?
Yeah, I'm going.
Oh.
Yeah.
For the playoffs?
Well, I'm going to be doing the show. But
oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you miss Cabo Cup days.
No, I can't miss this week. We're in the playoffs.
What do you mean that's how important this week is?
It's a huge week. It's the biggest week of the year, Cabo Cup week. But here's the deal is I feel great. I feel great about Cabo Cup. I feel great about myself. I feel great, period, because Game Day Men's Health is making me the testosterone treatment that I have is from a trained professional who knows exactly what I need. You've got peptides. I saw Irvin there. He went and got a free peptide after he signed up the other day at Nick's place. So here's the deal, and a bunch of you are doing it. Go find out what Game Day Men's Health is all about. If you're looking for a great way to feel better, recover better, work out better, work better, better in the bed in the sack. Better all the way around. Lose weight, gain muscle, all of these things. They've got a plan for you. I don't know anything else because you want to lose weight. You don't want to gain weight, bad weight, right? Right? So here's the deal. You want to be as good as you can possibly be. Game Day Men's Health will get you there. And oh, by the way, they just opened in Edo. So all of you guys that are working downtown, Get your lunch break. It's real close. Go over to Game Day Men's Health. Get your shot. Get back to work. And it'll be, it's quick, easy. It's wonderful. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Find the location nearest you, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.